Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're staying on the subject of music, and I came across a very, very interesting song, and we wanted to hear a little bit more about it. Something just a little bit different, blending tradition with modern beat. London-based Jewish rapper Danny Rubin has reimagined a very famous song, Shalom Aleichem. And it's a classic Friday night song sung in Jewish homes around the world. His version fuses ancient words with contemporary hip-hop rhythm, and hoping, I would imagine, to connect a younger generation to their heritage. Danny joins us this morning. Danny, good morning.
Good morning, Howard. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
A great pleasure. So let's start with Shalom Aleichem as a like talking about it, understanding where it is, and then take us back to how you got here.
Yeah, totally. What do you want to know about it?
Well, what made you come up with this very, which we haven't played for listeners yet. We're going to play it halfway through the interview. But tell us about how you came up with this a little bit different concept.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to just take you back real quickly so you understand the whole picture and you'll see where my head was at. I grew up the youngest of seven siblings in a very chaotic, creative family. So we're always, you know, someone's creating, doing something amazing. And every Friday night, we had these amazing, like these epic dinners, these parties where my mom would cook food and everyone gets together, like the whole community. And it's just a party. And I always was like, yo, I wonder if anyone else experiences this. I want to put it into a song. So one day I had a piece of music and I just started singing the Shalom Aleichem. And it wasn't your contemporary, it wasn't your same sort of style that you sing a Shalom Aleichem in. And I was like, oh my God. And I played it to a couple of people and I remember their faces was like, this is, it was like something came down from heaven. And suddenly I realized that I'd made something beyond myself. I think any musicians will have a moment where they're like, we've made something beyond what we usually would call good music. It's almost like beyond me. And that's when I was like, whoa, I think I created a whole new genre and a whole new space that hasn't been filled, you know?
What's the reaction been in terms of the challenge to traditional prayer type of almost untouchable sound to modernizing it?
Are you asking if there's been any like backlash from people that have been, oh, you can't take that because it's holy in the world?
Yes. Like, you know, what? Don't mess with that. That's not something you're going to do.
I actually haven't got anything. I had one or two people were like, you only had one challah on the album cover. How could you do that? And I was like, yo, this is so cool. It's like a mini cute challah. I've actually, weirdly, from all my super religious side of the family, they're all digging it. They're like, yo, Danny, what is this? I'm like, I didn't think you guys would connect with it, but I think it came from such a real place in my heart that there was only light, that there's nothing there that I feel I tainted it with. I mean, that's how I feel about it, but I hope I can get some haters to get the buzz going. Let's go.
No, I was just going to say, you need a few haters, like you really, yeah, really do. But has this had an impact on your approach to religion?
I mean, I've always been a creative type where I've always wanted to take things from tradition and just make it my own way. I've never liked to follow necessarily the same route that people tell me, you know? So in that sort of, I don't feel like it's changed anything. I think it's solidified my love for the things that I do take from the Jewish tradition and make me more of a, my whole idea with the song was really to bring cultures together, you know, just humanity together of we need to take a break after a long week and just come together. Just something simple as that, you know? So it's, I feel it's a universal message more than just a religious message.
So do you think that this is it a uniquely Jewish project, or do you think that this type of a concept could resonate further where you take different genres and just pull them together to create a different type of a sound?
Yo, I love that. Howard, you're a genius, because that is exactly what I was thinking. But I don't know if I can necessarily think in that sort of way when I'm in the creative headspace. as I think that it doesn't lead to so much authenticity. I usually have to just allow whatever to come out, like that godliness or that spirit, you call it flow, just to come out of me and see what happens. But I have been thinking about it because I love different cultures and I'm always interested. I'm very interested to know about the South African scene and what's going on there. I'd love to come down and visit, you know what?
Yeah, well, I don't know if you managed to listen to if you were, I know that you were on Zoom already during that Eliezer Auerbach song as well. That blends South African Jewish music very often does that, is it blends traditional with an African South African type style of music, and I think it works brilliantly. But I don't know if I am. Because I've grown up here and we've grown up with South African music, I don't know if it's just easier and, on my ear. So I don't know what that would be. Mukundi, jump in here, join us in this conversation. Where are you?
He's gone.
I see
He's
he's gone. Oh,
what's
there he is.
up, man? Hello.
Hey,
So Mukundi
do you guys say hello in South African, like in a certain type of way? I want to know so I can just pop.
yeah,
How's it?
we say hello. No,
If you
but we
say
don't always say
hello,
how's it.
just
If you
yeah.
no, but if you ask someone how's it, then I don't need to ask where you're from. It's like hearing someone say, "Yeah, I know exactly where you're from," when you say
Yeah,
that.
that's true. That is true. I mean, Dan, if you're from London, you should have come across enough South Africa. You should hear enough "How's it" on the street. So, that's how South Africans really greet each other. How's it? Tell her how's it? Anyway, but Mukundi, talking about that, quite a few South African Jewish artists have combined African style music or an African sound with Jewish music, haven't they?
Yeah, even a few Israeli artists have gotten onto the wave. I know Yaakov Shweki has also started doing it. I think Joey
Did he?
Newcomb has done it a few times as well.
No, no, that's ours. That's South African music. The what?
But they've incorporated African elements, like Shalom Al Israel by Yaakov Shweki. I think that has African elements in it.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Okay. But definitely the contemporary South African
Oh
artists
yeah,
have
oh
done it.
yeah,
And
De
the Khoni G's
definitely.
done
Our
that
Khoni
quite a
G's,
lot.
our Moshes, our Khoni G's pretty much the face of blending Hebrew music with that South African flavor. He does a lot of collaborations with the Khayelitsha Mambazo, I think,
Yes,
and
yes.
it just sounds like African Jewish music. There's no other way to describe it besides that.
Well, let's listen to Danny's. Oh, have you got it up to play? Because I'd love our listeners to hear Danny Rubin's version of Shalom Aleichem. I shouldn't even say, because I should say, what do you think of it? But I'm telling you off the bat, I'm a massive
Say,
fan.
come on, come on,
So,
hype it, hype it.
so,
No,
so,
I
so,
will,
Danny,
I'm a man. I...
can I just ask, are your parents
Yeah.
very, I like, is your family very religious?
They at one point they were very religious, but when they had me, they kind of they weren't
Ah,
so religious. I
look
mean,
what you've
look what
done.
you've
Yeah.
done,
I done. I
Danny.
came back full circle.
Because I was about to ask, when you played it for a very religious person, what did they say? Because when I heard it, the old Yiddish guy in me was like, how? And then what's happening? I was fetching the whole time when I heard it. I
I'm
swear.
Mukundi Stark now. Now you're
No.
just showing off, Mukundi. Mukundi's got a Jewish soul. There is no doubt in my mind about that. But
Let's
yeah.
go.
So did it bother you, Mukundi? Did it hurt? Was it a concern in your soul?
The purist in me was like, he's not coming to my show anytime soon. He's not performing there.
Yes,
He's
come on,
not
we need it. We
performing
need
there.
that.
But
Okay,
right,
Mukundi,
let's
let's play
go.
it for listeners. Let them decide what they think. Danny, you don't go away because we're going to
No,
talk to
I'm
you
here. I'm here. Let's go. Let's go.
when we come back once we have played this. Let's go for it. Let's see what listeners have to say.
Working all week just to get your bills paid. Waiting for the weekend, counting all the days. You wake up every morning just to work a 9 to 5. You hate it with a passion, but you do it to survive. You need a little love and you need a lot of sleep. Yeah, your body's still young, but your mind's so weak. When you're dreaming all day and you're dreaming all night. For the week just to be over, you made plans Friday night. You're living half dead and you run to catch a train. You couldn't find your wallet, so you're walking in the rain. You dropped your cup of coffee on your shirt, left a stain. Now you're dripping head to toe when you're late. It's half past eight, how much more can you take? You're dreaming of the sunshine, you really need a break. You're rolling with a smile, but you're looking like a fake. You should come back to my home, get a plate, and we y'all sing.
Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Shalom.
Shalom Aleichem on a Friday night. We all together bringing bread on a Friday night. I celebrate with all my fam, you can get the invite. And there be food up in the kitchen, it's a party, alright. There ain't a place I wanna be on a Friday night. With all the people that I love, getting high, alright. And I forget about my problems for a second or two. Man, you should come with all your friends and forget yours too.
Shalom Aleichem.
Danny Rubin with Shalom Aleichem. Ilana says, I just love it. Quite a few of you saying love it. Is it a keeper? Yes or no? Shalom Aleichem. This is so good. That is from Seymour as well. Let us know your thoughts. Does this go on Mukundi's very difficult playlist? Well, a difficult playlist to get onto. But let us know. So far, everybody, lots and lots of comments and strong yes. 1, 2, 3, 4 exclamation marks there. Danny, so far you're doing good.
Haters, though. Come on, how are you going?
No, we need some hate. No, you don't. We don't need the haters. No. I promise you, the one thing I don't need to do is encourage our listeners to be haters.
No.
They will tell you very, very clearly if they hate it. So, and here we go. Ronnie. Now, Ronnie's one of our most difficult critics. She says it's a keeper. Okay, Ronnie.
Yeah, I like that.
There we go.
How do you describe who's like a very difficult, someone who's very high on their standards of music?
No, I didn't say she's got high standards. I just said she's difficult.
Okay.
Please, we have to keep that. I think Mukundi's got high standards.
Definitely.
Okay. Ronnie's just difficult. You know what I mean? I mean, no disrespect, Ronnie, because some of my favorite people are difficult. But another one. Great song. Ilana says, yes, definitely a new Friday song. So there you go. Yeah, Danny, you're definitely getting a lot of really, really. And has this been generally the reaction?
Yeah, to everyone I played it to, they've just loved it. And I feel like I don't really feel like it's even my song anymore. I feel like slowly it will travel and hopefully it will go to the whole community and wider. And I'd love it to be accepted as the Shalom Aleichem, as like the anthem, because I feel that what I'm doing, there's Jewish music, but what I'm doing is a little bit different. You know, I'm mixing something with the hip hop and like the Biggie, the Tupac, that whole 90s, the gangster culture with the... And I think it really resonates with young kids that want to feel a bit edgy, but not, you know, they don't have that background. I don't know. I'm just trying to bring that energy of like ferociousness, realness.
Yes.
Yet also the community and the love and the connection.
Yeah. Mukundi, I could see this at bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs as well. Hey?
Ooh, this is doing numbers. Yeah. This is doing numbers.
This is, I'm telling you.
This is going to be what they play right after Hava Nagila. I'm telling you.
Yeah. No one plays Hava Nagila anymore. Oh, you mean that newer one? That who did that one?
I think it was Gadol Buzz.
Gadol Buzz. He did it. Yeah. I'm still not a you can't still can't convince me to be a Havana regular person. But all right, it's fine. That one was a bit of a better version of it. Bianca says, I love this song. Mavis says, the song is brilliant. Danny, I'm telling you, we're getting very, very positive responses. Before you did this, what type of music were you more focused on?
It's same sort of style of music. I have so much music that it's ready to release, but I just want to do it in a way that allows the audience to understand what I'm trying to push out and my message. I have a very strong message in my music and the sound. And I mean, I've spent so many years just refining, but I just wanted something that people could connect with deeply first, like from a community, like we know that song. And then bam, you're like, oh damn, he's done this. And they're not necessarily all Jewish related. I wouldn't say any of them are, but I just speak from an honest place when I write. I don't really try to be like, people are gonna like this, people are gonna like this, you know? But this one definitely is, it's definitely like a keeper, I think, because it's so connected.
Oh, it is. I can tell you the messages are still coming. Max says, very good. Mark says, fantastic. Karen says, it's a winner and a keeper. Love it. It's tremendous. We really are getting an enormous number of very, very positive responses to it. It's remarkable, actually. Not remarkable because I don't think it's good. I think it's amazing when from the first time. And that's also sometimes not always easy. Maybe the advantage is we all know the tune of Shalom Aleichem. So when it keeps coming back to that refrain that we are familiar with, it sort of brings us back to a comfortable space, almost like what Shabbat is, actually. And then you've got this other part that's just a little bit more out there, and then it comes back to that comfortable space. And I think that's a great one. Have you thought of doing any more I'm sure you've thought of it, but is there anything firm, or is it still, you're still playing around?
With more ideas, with Jewish ideas?
More ideas like this within the Jewish space, traditional Jewish music combined with hip-hop.
Yeah, I have. I've tried and it seemed to kind of not click. So I'm kind of just seeing where it goes and seeing maybe it's a message thing, maybe it's a sonic sound thing. I just know that whatever I put out has to be on, like, I always want to put the best quality out for people, even if you don't know who I am. You can go to Danny and be like, he gives really good music. Like, we might not love it, but like, he gives high quality.
Yeah,
That's my vision. So I don't know. Yeah, I'm still kind of in the works, but.
Absolutely fantastic, Danny. Ruben, that is where we leave it. Just to wish you all the luck. Yeah. I think that it's fantastic. And you can certainly tune in to our show and Chai FM, because I'm sure you'll be hearing this. You'll be hearing this on our playlist, and certainly our listeners have given it a very, very resounding yes, and especially on a Friday where it just somehow makes a sense. Danny Rubin, thank you for joining us. Wishing you a fantastic weekend. Thanks. And a Shabbat Shalom. It is 8:37. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. That was Danny Rubin talking to us about his song, about Shalom Aleichem, which you very clearly enjoyed. We'll be back after this.